Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Oh, you're speaking with Derek Coronado.
Hey, Derek, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Cannot complain. Cannot complain at all. My name is Harold. One last time,
All right.
and
Uh-oh.
I want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes.
Oh,
Derek.
of course. Well, definitely.
Have you found an attorney to help me file that claim?
Yes, I have.
Did you already sign documents?
I have a sign. I haven't. I found an attorney, but I've never did this before. It's my first time.
Okay, gotcha. So when you say you found an attorney, what do you mean?
Well, I looked online. I looked on because when I got sick, I seen a TV ad, and so I called the number.
Gotcha. And now we're kind of now we're speaking.
Yeah, now we're speaking.
Gotcha. Okay. I see what you mean. Well, I'm glad I'm able to talk to you here. And so you have not signed any documents related to Roundup, correct? And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay. And let me ask you, did you spray Roundup?
Yes, I have.
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it sucked. Yeah, it sucked real bad. I had to go through chemo. I had to go through chemo. I had to go through all kinds of stuff.
Wow. Could I ask you,
Yeah, so
when were you actually diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's?
I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma in January 2015.
January 2013.
No, 15.
15.
Yes.
How many years did you spray Roundup?
Oh, I used it for about 5 years.
About 5 years. Would you say within those 5 years you used it at least 10 separate times?
Well, okay. Out of the 5 years, yeah, I sprayed it a lot of times in those 5 years.
Okay. Would you say it was at least 10 separate times?
Yeah,
Okay.
most definitely.
Gotcha.
If not more.
If not, gotcha. How many times did you say you sprayed it a month?
A month, about 4 times a month.
About 4 times a month. Would you do it regularly, or was it maybe only seasonally, a couple of months out of the year?
I did it 4 times a month.
Gotcha. Okay.
Almost every month.
Almost every month. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I use it frequently.
And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
I got diagnosed when I was I got diagnosed when I was 30 years old.
30. Have you had more than one diagnosis, or was it only the one?
I got diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma,
And it was only the one
type
diagnosis?
B. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And you said that was back in January 2015, correct?
Yeah, I got diagnosed, yes, sir.
Gotcha. Can I get the property address that you sprayed it?
The property address? Man, that was a long time ago. It was multiple property addresses.
Do you
I can't
remember
remember.
any of the?
I sprayed at I sprayed a bunch of houses. I sprayed a bunch of places, man. I couldn't tell you the addresses.
Did you do it for work, or
I
what?
had to look my paperwork up. Yeah, I did it for work.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Did you ever spray it at your own property?
Of course.
What was that property address that you sprayed it?
I sprayed that 5012 Tyson, Modesto, California. You
Do you know?
there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you know of any colleagues,
Sorry.
neighbors who also sprayed it, who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
You know what? That's a good question. I had to ask.
Okay, no worries. If anyone pops up, just give them my information. you know.
Okay, most definitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And then you said you sprayed Roundup for about 5 years, correct?
Yeah, 5 years.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, an autoimmune disease, hepatitis C or B?
No.
Did you ever have a organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
Were you ever diagnosed with arthritis, diabetes, or any other cancers?
No.
And is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Gotcha. And then could you go ahead and spell out your name for me? The DERICK.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. My name is Derek Coronado, DERIK. My middle name's Scott, but I don't use it. Derek Coronado, DERIKCORONADO.
Perfect. And could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm male.
Thank you. And are you married?
No, I'm single.
Single. And then for your date of birth?
6/29/85.
And now for your social.
Shoot, I know the last. I know the.
The last four is
I
fine.
know the last 4 digits myself.
Last four.
I think it's 7318.
7318. Now,
Yeah,
when you speak to a law
I
firm,
think it is.
you're not too sure?
Yeah, I have to go through my paperwork to find my Social Security number. So I think, yeah, it's 7318.
7318.
556-85-7318. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 556-85-7318.
Okay. And then when you speak to a law firm, or by the time you speak to a law firm, make sure you have that to, make sure that's what it is. But that's what you're getting is 556-85-7318.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Gotcha. And how did you first learn about your connection between Roundup and the injuries?
Well, I mean, I was just watching TV and I seen the ads on TV.
Gotcha. And that was just sometime this year?
I just I'm off and on. I've seen it,
Gotcha. Okay. And how?
But I've seen it. Yeah.
You've seen it all the time. Gotcha.
Well, on TV, of course.
Can I ask you, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
Oh, I'm about
I think I might have lost you. You still there? Hello? Hello, you still there?
Please leave your message for 530555.
Hello, Derek.